Kellogg. St. Helena, California, February 14, 1901. Dr. Kellogg. Dear Brother, Sarah says she has written Sister Hall a letter telling her that I will accept your kind offer. I appreciate all you say and feel thankful for the advantages that I shall have. I believe you would do all you possibly could to make my home in every way pleasant. When I consented to accept your invitation, I did not think of my workers, and we thought that perhaps there would be a larger number than could be accommodated. We thought that perhaps it would be best to rent rooms where we could all be together in one family. W.C. White, Sarah McEnterfer, Sister Peck, Maggie Hare, and myself. We must be together, as we shall continue our work, and we must consult together in reference to this work. Before we leave, we hope to have testimony 34 ready for the printer. We do not think we should neglect Edson's urgent request to visit Nashville on our way to Battle Creek. I have told him that we would do this, and therefore we shall have to leave here sooner than we otherwise would. When I accepted your kind, brotherly offer, I did so because I thought it the proper thing for me to do. At times, the matter of where to stay while in Battle Creek has puzzled me. Wherever I may go and whatever I may do, there are many who will talk and criticize me. I shall fail if I try to shun all difficulties, and knowing my heart trouble, I wish to be in as quiet a place as possible, where I shall have as little talking to do as possible. For private conversation is much more wearing on me than public speaking. I know that I have the special power of God when I am bearing my testimony before the people. I know the Lord will not leave me. I have full faith in Him. He will help and strengthen and bless me in bearing the testimony He has for me to bear. I hope to be much better in health while at conference than I am now, for I have a second attack of la grippe. But I am recovering, and my heart says, I will not fail or be discouraged. You may be assured that there will always be unconsecrated persons who will talk. On the steamer on my way over, I was one night instructed that my brethren and sisters have reported many things which it was said I had said, and this had brought sorrow to others. I was also instructed that some would seek to have private interviews with me to catch something out of my lips which they could interpret to vindicate themselves and report. My instructor said, "Silence is eloquence, even when before your supposed friends. You will be justified in keeping your words for public occasions." Much more was said, which sometime I will tell you. When anyone comes to you, saying, "Sister White says this," and "Sister White says that," make not a word of reply to them. You need not believe the reports. Let not your mind be troubled, neither let it be always harassed. The Lord is your best friend. He will never leave you if you will cling by faith to Him. I have an earnest longing that you shall triumph gloriously with the third angel's message.